this day. This is a good day. We know that. Making it a better day, perhaps, is Jennifer Horn along with me. I'm Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler. We're at Monday, the 31st of March, which is the beginning of the baseball season. That's going to be very cool. We also have a lot of conversation over the weekend to summarize in terms of the missing Malaysian plane. The poll last Friday, when do you think they'll find the missing plane? See, 36% of those of you who responded at DougSteffen.com say you don't think they'll find the plane for a long time. 32% of you said they're never going to find the plane. 18% of you said in the next week or two. 11% said they'll find it this weekend. 3% said in the next month or two. Meanwhile, what an exciting weekend for information, huh, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
Look at all that stuff.
Rolling in.
Oh, it is, right. Rolling like the waves, the caps on the sea. A U.S. Navy black box detector headed to this region of the Indian Ocean where the plane may have gone down. According to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, the device left Perth today on the Australian ship Ocean Shield. Ship expected to take 3 to 4 days to reach the area about 1,100 miles west of Australia. The search teams haven't done much over the weekend because the weather's been lousy. They've been trying to locate the black box because it is a beacon, but the juice runs out, what, another week or so? Kenny, I think it's another week.
I mean, it couldn't be much more, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so this is one of those. I'm almost thinking that the more people talk about how redundant it is, that part of the story becomes redundant as well. It's just this, it is a way where people are losing touch of, is that a good sentence? I'm not sure whether it's a good sentence or not, but at any rate, what we've got here is a failure to communicate. What you don't realize about the news channels is they're not really about the news, they're about getting ratings, eyeballs.
Yeah, I watched CNN a little bit this weekend, just against my better judgment.
Really?
And it's just all, and I'm almost disappointed because CNN to me was like kind of the one in the middle. You know, it wasn't Fox, it wasn't MSNBC, you could get news there. Sure, it was a little sensational, but now it's all sensationalized stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, the only difference is what we don't understand, or what I'm not putting to the story, is that it really isn't, it's not about news. It's a euphemism from the days Ted Turner started it, when it really was about the news. Now it's about, as I said a minute ago, getting people to view, people to see, people to register on the Nielsen radar. Nielsen is the rating company, and that's how they charge for advertising, and they're there to make business, to make money. It's a business. So that's, I mean, we can talk all we want to, and it sounds foolish even to be talking about it. Now, the whole thing is foolish. So let's not sound foolish. Let's move on to the next foolish thing, which was a meeting between a couple of fools this weekend. Secretary of State Kerry, who's very foolish, and the Russian Foreign Minister, Mr. Lavrov. You can think of his, remember Pavlov's dog? This is his cousin, Lavrov.
Hmm.
And they didn't come up with
both any Russian.
Yeah. Well, Lavrov and Pavlov, yeah, I think you're right about that. So no solution to the situation in Ukraine. Here's another word that's overused, crisis. You see that on the news channel. A crisis in the Ukraine. What's next? What's next is nothing, because they reached a deadlock. The troops are on the border, and they're going to stay there. Do you think they'll go in? Listen. What I find very interesting here, if there is an interesting angle to this, is how people are going back in their minds, those who are around. See, you have two different camps here. The people who were around during the era of the Cold War and when the Russian Federation was the United Soviet Socialist Republic, translated into English, and the U.S. Remember those, the pictures of the bear? Did you ever see those, Kenny? The Russian bear next to the USSR?
Oh, yeah.
The bears. We saw they were really, they were, everybody was afraid, scared, taught to be afraid of the Russians, when really there was not much to fear. Now, is there anything to fear from the Russians today? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Or you may help yourself to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Anything about the Ukrainian situation that's fresh on our social media pages, Kenny?
Let's see. Hope says, we can't fight this one. NATO can.
Mm-hmm. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization,
mm-hmm.
of which the Ukrainians were thinking, or to which the Ukrainians were thinking about joining. And that's really what prompted this. You know that, right? On the surface, The Russians say they don't want the Europeans closer to them, and if they moved in or they had troops or a base or something in Ukraine, it would threaten the sovereignty of the Russian state and the people there, so we can't do that, and yeah, we'll go fix this. So that's why this thing came to a head as it did. The old government of Ukraine, or is it the new government? I don't know. The people, somebody there decided that they wanted to have a closer relationship with the West, and Putin and his bunch didn't want to have any more of they. You talk about these things as if there's actually going to be a war. There isn't going to be a war. There may be a war in terms of, I suppose you can envision maybe some troops shooting here and there, but there's no major international world war that's possible here. It just isn't. It's not in the cards. These people are not suicidal. They're crazy, but they aren't suicidal. Anybody
want to? Do you mean Ukraine or Russia?
Either of them. The Russians are going to start World War III.
You don't think so?
Why would they? They'd get annihilated, and so would we, and that'd be the end of the planet.
But do they think about that?
I think they think about it very much. I think they're a lot smarter.
Then why are they eyeing Poland and all these different other
who
places?
Who said that they were eyeing Poland? Where'd that come
there's
from?
There's trouble.
Where?
The media.
Oh, okay.
You don't think we should believe it, though?
No, I think the media would like to see World War III because they maybe could sell a few more newspapers until they
that's not going to last long, though. No, your ratings, those great World War III ratings will last about a week.
Yeah, maybe not even that long. So you see how silly most of this stuff is? We ought to be talking about baseball instead of all this stuff.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. All right, let's do that in a moment. Let's talk about baseball.
Baseball.
888-BASEBALL, 888-302-3684. What do you think is the most important thing? I'm looking around
the Dodgers.
At the things that have happened this weekend. Another earthquake in Los Angeles. Did you feel that?
Probably didn't feel it at all, but you know what? My dad's lady friend, Cynthia, had a lot of damage at her restaurant and in her home.
Really?
Yeah, because...
At the restaurant?
Yeah, she's in Fullerton, and this earthquake was in on the Puente Hills Fault, which runs right by there, so...
Uh-huh. So it's their fault?
It's their fault. That's
whose
fault
it was. The fault, yeah. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake rattled part of Yellowstone National Park as well yesterday. It was felt in Montana. Let's see here. Yellowstone Park, those areas, and same thing in Southern California. There's that sort of... I remember it was a 5.1 on Friday, so there were 100 aftershocks. First one, though, was actually a week ago. I remember standing in the house and the whole thing shook. And that one was, I think, centered more on the west side, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
Mm-hmm.
West side of, yeah. All right, so anyway. Then the news media is full, or the snooze media, full, loaded with all these experts from this place and that place. Is the big one next?
Right, that's what they always say. I mean, there's no predictor for the big one.
No.
You know, I mean, that's a proven fact. You can't predict it, but it is good to be prepared. But the media had a field day because there were 300. There were 300 aftershocks for this quake.
Yeah, I thought there were 100.
It was 300 by yesterday. How do you prepare? Water, canned food, blankets, an emergency preparedness kit, which you should have anyway,
and a ladder so you can climb out of the hole.
Okay.
Be sure you have a ladder. 888-302-3684.
You're in one of those moods today. I can already tell.
How can you tell? Really? One of the things that I also find from the week, when I see, I actually have time. Yesterday on the plane flying down to, I'm in Palm Beach again today and tomorrow, flying down on the plane, I was watching CNN, I was watching CBS, I watched a number of news things, and every single one of them led with the new portrait of the royal family. That's what you saw as the lead story. There's a new exciting portrait of the royal family that was released. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge released a new family portrait. 8-month-old Prince George was in it out the window at Kensington Palace. Isn't it beautiful? Hmm. And they've got the dog in there, too.
Babies and dogs.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Send him to America. Let him run for president over here. They're going to Australia and New Zealand. Actually... they're going to go out looking for the plane. They're going to go take the family out, get the royal jet, and see if they can find the plane. What do you think?
Yes? Can't do any worse.
Instead of a duck hunt, a plane hunt?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Give George, Prince George, a gun and see if he can shoot the ducks. All right, so yes, I am in one of those moods. How could you tell? It's 17 past the hour. To every single man listening to this program, May I help you improve your life? May I help you improve your body? May I help you with your heart? If you have poor circulation and blood pressure issues, the essence of my message in the next 60 seconds is to tell you about Heart Factors Plus and encourage you to call 800-577-8560. Okay, you could say, Doug, I'm new to the program. What's going to happen when I call 800-577-8560? Well, you're going to talk to a nice operator who's going to ask you if you'd like to order Heart Factors Plus. And after I tell you what it does, you're probably going to say, yeah, I want to call 800-577-8560, and I want to get Heart Factors Plus. Because what it does is restore your blood pressure to healthy levels. If you have healthy levels, it keeps them there. It also helps your muscles to swell, your heart to get more blood, your brain to get more blood. In other words, using nitric oxide as part of the formula, Heart Factors Plus pushes blood everywhere in your body, increasing the circulation, increasing your health. So everything is improved. Good reason for calling 800-577-8560, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Heart Factors Plus gives you a lot of power in your system. 800-577-8560. Order now. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll give you a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula they put together, which is also good for your heart and your circulation. So two great reasons to call right now. Helping yourself to a longer, healthier life is what you'll really be doing when you call 800-577-8560.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It is Gutsy Products. It's gutsy to use this stuff. Help yourself. It's a good time for you to settle down. Settle your stomach is one of the things that you ought to do after a lot of weekend eating. Barbecue seeming increasing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so we have 21 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Next half hour, we examine your sleep patterns here.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
When you hit the ball, knock it out of the park. Cause a singer will put you in the garden. When you swing, swing, swing for the fence, Lord.
Baseball in our future, baseball in our focus. Baseball is cool. Here are Sam and Dave knocking out of the park to put us in the mood. I feel, as Jennifer pointed out, it's a strange mood, just one of those moods. It's just one of those days. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and those were Sam and Dave knocking it out of the park. Last Friday night, Jimmy Fallon knocked it out of the park when they went to focus on Obamacare.
The White House just announced that more than 6 million people have signed up for Obamacare.
Make that 6 million and one, Jimmy.
Mark, you signed up for Obamacare. That's great.
It sure is. This is the best dating site that I've ever used.
Wait, what? What?
I mean, Tinder, eHarmony, Christian Mingle. I've tried them all. I was starting to think I'd never find that Mrs. Mark from the Roots. But as soon as I joined Obamacare, I got a date right away. And guess what? She's a doctor.
Mark, I think you just made an appointment.
I made a connection, Jimmy. What's more is she's a proctologist, which is great because I love dinosaurs.
What a great...
That's very
the funniest
funny.
Thing that I've ever heard from that show. Play that again. Evan, this is for those of you who are waking up saying, what the heck is that? Jimmy Fallon, as you know, in this portion of the program, I like to focus on some of the episodic moments from the monologues of the late-night comedians. So this is Jimmy Fallon and one of his band members talking about the band member signing up for the Affordable Health Care Act.
The White House just announced that more than 6 million people have signed up for Obamacare.
Make that 6 million and one, Jimmy.
Mark, you signed up for Obamacare. That's great.
It sure is. This is the best dating site that I've ever used.
Wait, what? What?
I mean, Tinder, eHarmony, Christian Mingle. I've tried them all. I was starting to think I'd never find that Mrs. Mark from the Roots. But as soon as I joined Obamacare, I got a date right away. And guess what? She's a doctor.
Mark, I think you just made an appointment.
I made a connection, Jimmy. What's more is she's a proctologist, which is great because I love dinosaurs.
That's pretty good.
That's a funny bit.
It is a funny bit. But wait a minute. Do you think that was as funny as Candy Crowley talking with her political analyst on CNN yesterday?
Yes, I think it was as funny as
that. I think if there was ever a need for a proctologist, that might have been a place for proctology to be practiced.
You might get a lollipop, frankly. Three Musketeer bar.
Snickers.
Jelly beans.
Right, yeah. Anyway, the world of News Talk Radio continues to blah, blah, blah about the delay, which according to Catherine Sebelius, really isn't a delay. It's just they put off the end of the sign-up period, right, Kenny? Wasn't that what she said?
I think it's not a delay. We're just putting things off.
Well, yeah, it's a non-delay delay.
It's a non-delay delay. Right. What other word would you use beside delay here? What other word would be appropriate?
Time out?
They're continuing.
They are.
And they're continuing to have people sign up. But they just decided that, as Sebelius, I've said this how many times, is about as pathetic, and there are plenty of pathetic people who are in these jobs as secretaries of whatever, but she's the most pathetic because the situation was a complete mismanagement. And, you know, in a way, I feel sorry for some of these people who, as political payoff, it just shows you how bad the judgment is of the people who make these decisions, I guess mostly the president and his staff, bringing in some of these people as sort of political payoffs or philosophical agreeers to the word, but they don't know how to manage anything. And Sabini is a perfect example of that. Anyway, it's 28 after the hour. Aren't you happy to know that? This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, are proposals to limit early voting racially motivated?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Are proposals in some Republican states to cut back on early voting possibly racially motivated?
We've had 46 prosecutions and convictions of voter fraud in 46 states in the United States since the year 2000. No, I don't think that these are racially motivated. And I think when you look at the number of states, 46, that have had criminal prosecutions and convictions since 2000, yeah, we do have a problem.
Well, let's get real about what's going on here. There isn't much effort. That is not a lot. We should be about making it as easy as possible for every American to get to the polls. The Republican Party is having a real problem with a new American majority, mm-hmm. with women, young people, African Americans. The numbers do not look very good for any of those constituencies, and their base is dependent upon a dwindling number of essentially white men.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Monday, Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Kenny are here.
Nice
Jennifer,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Meet you.
Meet you. Meet ya. Jennifer and Kenny are both in California. I'm in Florida, and we have a perspective on warmth. For the rest of you, actually, the week is going to be very good. If you look at a map of the country, the weather across the country will be quite good through most of the week. It'll dry out the Northeast. Oof, what rain on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of flooding. But at least it wasn't snow. That's what a lot of people were saying, and I guess that's something to be thankful for. As you look at the clock, it's time to get up and get at it. By the way, this is the anniversary of the first time daylight savings time went into effect. This date, 1918, all over the country, for the first time, folks would spring ahead an hour, allowing for longer early evenings. The time change left enough light for a lot of activities, but the real reason that this was not about sports, this was about farming. At that time, after World War I, this was a farming country. Planting and those sorts of things that needed to be done required an extra hour. And they didn't have lights on tractors, they had horses, and they were able to do most of the things that we do today with mechanical prowess. They used horses and stuff. So they needed the families to be out there, and then when the harvesting was all done, the time would go back. That's why we have the change in the clock. If you didn't know that, that was the real reason. That's the reason we have summer vacations. You knew that too, right?
So that you could work on the farm with your family, right?
Exactly, because agriculture, which was the dominant sport, if you will, in America, was requiring families. That's how they determined, I think I told the story, how many children they had was determined by how much land they had and how much they needed to have help on the farm. That's how families at this time, from around the turn of the century through at least the 1960s, I would say, early part of the 60s to mid-60s, parents actually made up their minds what they were going to do in terms of parenting, how many children they wanted, based on how much need they had for help on the farm. Really, it's kind of an amazing thing when you think about how important agriculture is to the history. Not necessarily right now, although we're turning the corner and bringing back around our focus on agriculture, which I think is a healthy thing, but not without the government getting involved and screwing things up because we have too much government. You heard last year at this time the EPA wanted to control dust on farms, another genius approach to how to screw up the lives of the people on the family farms. And then there have been a couple of other silly, really dumb things like how to handle manure. And now the latest one last week was that the FDA wants to regulate brewer's grain. Have you heard this story?
No.
Brewer's, you know what brewer's grain is,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Okay. So the process of making beer in this country has become an art. There are a lot of these local breweries. We have one in Framingham, for example, that is brewing three or four different types of what they call local beer. And they become very popular for whatever the reason.
It's a huge deal right now. Craft
so
beer, local stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I take the grain that's left over from the brewing of the beer and feed it to my cows.
Mm-hmm.
And become, I don't use regular grain, so I don't fall into the same thing as some of the regular farmers do, but this is pretty good stuff, and the cows like it, and it's good for them. But now the FDA says, well, we're not sure about how healthy it is,
It
could be maybe that it got into the food supply.
Yeah, better just to feed them corn, right?
Yeah. Let's give them GMO corn and beans and not let the grain get. We want to examine. We have to give the local authorities the rules and regulations so that they'll know what brewer's grain is good and what brewer's grain isn't. In the meantime, we're going to stop all grain, all brewer's grain from going to dairies or to cattle operations until we figure this out. Do you know how stupid that is?
Yeah, and what a waste of money.
Unbelievable amounts of money will be wasted on this stupidity. If, in fact, today, the comment period, you can send a note to the FDA. Anybody who's listening to this program is connected to agriculture in any way or who likes to drink beer. The ripple effect, which they never think of, I take the grain from this brewery free.
Right.
Doesn't cost them anything, and I distribute it on my farm to the various animals they want to have. So if I can't take it, then they're going to have to dispose of it. And that will mean that the EPA will come in, they'll examine the dumpster. What are we going to do with this grain? Where are we going to put it? A whole new bureaucracy gets built around this incredible stupidity. And what it will do is increase the cost of beer by 25 to 30%. Because they won't have anything, they won't be able to get
care.
Rid of this grain.
They get, they just want to add.
They don't, but you realize how bad the government is when you get into stuff like this. It's just beyond what anybody, they'll come up with anything. The government is so big, these people have nothing to do, so they sit around and go, oh, brewer's grain, what about that? That might be a problem. We better stop people from using it. Ah. And then you will wonder why the cost of beer goes up 25%. That's why. If this thing
got to be Uncle Sam.
You want to get to the FDA about this. If you're a beer drinker, you should be going to the FDA website and sending them today your feelings about it. Tell them you don't want them regulating beer hops or grains. You don't want them involved at all. And say it in an indignant way so they kind of get the message. All right, we're going to get to Biff here before we meet. There's a gentleman who's going to come on the program who's got an extraordinary, wonderful voice. But before we get there, I want Biff to bring us up to date on March Madness.
Speaking of wonderful voices.
Biff Mantel.
Well, thank
here.
You, Jen. Yeah. So we had four games over the weekend, some really, really good stuff. I'll be real brief here since we've got a guest to get to. But Florida beat Dayton in what was probably the worst game of the weekend. But that was followed by three really great games. Wisconsin eked out a win over Arizona. Kentucky wound up squeaking to the Final Four as an 8 seed, and number 7 seed UConn wound up getting into the Final Four as well. Those are really high seeds to make the Final Four, so it's a wide open, anybody's ball game. Should be a great Saturday and Monday.
If you had to pick, Biff, who is it going to be?
If I had to pick, right now Kentucky has a ton of talent. They've
got
really gelled.
Too, right?
But I'm going to go with Florida because it would screw me over more if in some of my bracket leagues if Florida won, so probably Florida won.
Self-interest range.
Nice job, media man.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com with the Final Four being set. Who do you hope wins? Is it Connecticut, Florida, Kentucky, or Wisconsin? Let us know what you think at DougStephan.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like that.
That was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Busted.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
No one ever saw or wanted to see real me.
You know how I'm a sucker for great stories? Because that really is what this program is all about. Stories about what's happening today, this week, this month, this year. What's going on in your life?
I'd say that's what life is about, Doug.
It is. Well, and oftentimes people who are clever, people who are smart, people who are good musically in this case, tell the story. This is the title track from Frank Shiner's debut album, The Real Me. Listen to the lyrics here. How many of you are in touch with the real you? I think that's part of
it.
Who is the real you?
As you get older, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think you do. So the songs on this album, which we are focused on here for the next few minutes, each describe chapters in Frank Shiner's decades-long love affair with his wife. His wife's name is Suzanne. She's a cancer survivor. Her illness led Mr. Shiner to rekindle his career, which he had forgotten about 20 years ago. He had a successful business career, and that's good for the family, but it may not be good if you don't follow your passions. It may not be good for you. So we found out about Mr. Shiner and his story, and so that's why we have him here to join us on Good Day. Frank Shiner, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, it's so good to be with you here. Thank you.
So let's talk about you and your childhood first of all. I always like to start with people and where they came from. Where are you from, and what's your family story?
Oh, well, Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. Way out in the country.
Yeah.
Down the road from a chicken farm. Those were the days when you could, I was 10 years old and you had a little motorcycle, a mini bike, a gun, and a dog, and you're out in the woods all day long. So it was, you can't do that today, but it was really quite a wonderful, upbringing. My parents were bakers. We had a Shiner's Bakery in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, just down the road from Mountaintop.
Yeah.
I grew up in a family bakery. My dad and mom were just salt of the earth people, tremendous people. I can't tell you, I had, family issues or a terrible upbringing or any tragedy. It was just a beautiful, beautiful life.
Congratulations, because most people come from a documented, demented state of domesticity. Most of us come from dysfunctional families, so the fact that you didn't probably weighs well on your ability to create music and put phrases together. You've got that going for you, plus you apparently love this woman.
Well, yeah, she kicked my butt when I met her. I was a confirmed bachelor going to New York City. I thought I was going to really, sow my wild oats, so to speak. And I wasn't there 6 months, laid eyes on Suzanne. That was it.
Sorry.
I was done.
So yeah. You, was she and your family aware of your ability to sing? and create music? Because it starts with people who really have it. It starts very early.
Yeah, I always sang, all the way back to grade school, and then I had the lead in the senior musical at my high school. It was just always really a part of my life. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be serious about my choices. You know how it is.
Yeah,
you get swayed by life. Life gets in the way of living.
Yeah, and often what is it? I have a pillow. It says life is what happens while you're making other plans. That kind of is what it is. You are taught by your parents, maybe in some circumstances, okay, you got to be an accomplished, you got to get it done. So you have to provide for your family, make as much money as you can. And probably if you were doing like a lot of people who get into the radio business or television or entertainment, go into the acting field, you have to do something to support yourself as you're working your way in. There aren't a lot of people that have an open door from the beginning. And so you got off track, but you kept singing through your career, your business career, right?
Really, I was silent for at least a decade.
You didn't sing at home. You didn't sing with your wife. You didn't sing
at home. Oh, yeah, at home. I mean, listen, you can never shut me up at home. But right. I didn't sing out. I really had to find my voice again. I came to New York to be an actor and singer, and I was working a lot. And as I said, when I met Suzanne, it was just 2 years later. We were young. It was just 2 years later that we were married.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started having children. You know, I'm out of town doing a musical that was supposed to be Broadway bound. That's what they told you when they wanted you to work for nothing, of course.
Right, yeah.
It was, it was a union wages, equity wages. And we were getting, I was getting $145 a week.
Ooh.
With a baby, yeah. And one on the, and we found out one on the way at the end of that run.
So you got out of the music business and went into a business career for a while.
Yeah, so I segued into a sales job and kind of developed my own product.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided I can't be selfish enough to continue to do something and jeopardize my family's future. So I just buckled down and started bringing in the money to support the family.
All right, so in the interest of time, you went to a small suburban night spot and started singing again, open mic night, right?
Well, I only went there to eat. My wife was going through cancer, chemo. She's fine now, by the way.
Good.
She had a wig on. She was bald. She pulled it back a little bit to get up there and sing for me. And, she showed me, because I refused, and she pushed me up there. We didn't know it was an open mic night. It just happened to be the one when we got to the restaurant. And basically, that's where I met my band.
Really? So we've gotten a debut album. You obviously, if you have any kind of interest or you have timing involved, acting involves timing, singing involves timing, being on the radio involves timing, so you've got it. You've picked it up. You have done what your father told you to do, follow your heart. And so we have this album that's available. It's called The Real Me, and it's at frankshiner.com, Frank, S-H-I-N-E-R.com. Not only does it have The Real Me in it, but here's a new single from the album called Feels Like Home, which will get a lot of play on a lot of the so-called AC, adult contemporary stations. Frank, nice to have you tell your story, and nice to have the sound of this in our ears. frankshiner.com. Check this out. Feels Like Home, the new single. Frank, thanks. Nice to meet you.
To tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-272-7849. 1-800-272-7849. That number again is 1-800-272-7849.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If the Shelley Palmer report today belongs in the archives of the best information that we've ever presented to you when it comes to your use of technology. I'm getting very anticipatory, Richie.
Great word.
Isn't that a good word?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny here. The arrival of my smartphone has been shipped.
Oh, you ordered it? What did you get?
I don't know. Bob got it.
I got an Android.
I have a Samsung something wrong.
Right, it's an Android.
All right.
But it's a smartphone. Do you consider they use the Droid system instead of the Apple
system?
It's a
Droid. It's a Droid.
And I'm told I would.
Don't ever call me and ask me for help.
Rich, that's not very loving.
I said get an iPhone because it's like your iPad. And you automatically already know how to use it.
Yeah.
I got an Android. Okay.
Godspeed, my friend.
Good one, brother.
So screw you. You may be my friend, but don't call me for help.
I just don't know how to help you on that.
I understand.
Bob loves the droid.
Bob is the one who convinced me to do this. All right, we're into technology now. We ought to listen to Shelley Palmer, who's going to update us in a moment. The improved Kindle service. Kindle, there's an ad now running, and I saw it yesterday, actually on the plane. I was watching something, and there was this ad where people were comparing the Kindle and what you can do with it versus different types of pads.
iPads.
But there was all
Kindle versus iPad.
As opposed to nice, Jeff. Yeah. Right, as you were thinking.
Some things are better for certain things than others. Right, but exactly. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so Shelley Palmer updates your Kindle experience and improves it, hopefully, in just a moment here on the Good Day program.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and on your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're still using a first-gen Kindle Paperwhite, a new update will greatly improve your reading experience. Amazon recently released an update to its original Paperwhite e-readers, bringing them up to par with their successors. The update adds Goodreads integration, meaning you'll be able to quickly and easily share exactly what you're reading with family and friends. You can also use Goodreads to separate your books into lists, share digital bookshelves, browse for new titles, or post your favorite excerpts. You'll also get access to the Kindle Free Time feature, letting parents create profiles for their children to monitor their reading habits and see how much time they're spending on the device. The update also adds cloud collections, which are customizable ebook list categories, page flip, which lets you skim books without losing the page you're on, and X-ray, which helps you learn more about what you're reading. The update is rolling out over the air now, but you can download it directly from Amazon's website if you want to upgrade immediately. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that Even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactive Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-274-5189. 1-800-274-5189. That number again is 1-800-274-5189.
All right, let's see if we can focus in on what's going on at HP. They've announced the next generation networking technology that will deliver to you a better mobile user experience, takes the cost and complexity out of network management.
With more mobile devices being used in the workplace and congesting the network, IT professionals struggle with providing a high-quality end-user experience. But that's about to change thanks to some breakthrough network technology innovations. HP's Networking Group's Bethany Meyer.
Today's mobile workforce expects a seamless application experience, while today's network administrators are in need of a simpler way to manage the network. With HP's cloud-managed unified wired wireless solutions, we've taken another leap forward in delivering SDN-enabled mobile solutions that really redefine the mobile user experience as we know it today.
Meyer says these innovations can also lead to new revenue streams.
HP's unified wired and wireless network, combined with SDN, opens the door for new business opportunities, enabling IT professionals to transform their wireless networks into revenue-generating vehicles.
For more information, go to HP.com. That's Technology Now from HP.
I'm Doug Steffen, on the radio every day this time. So...
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.